Hello, I'm Chris from Minnesota Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting an opinion survey about the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. To begin, what state do you reside in?
I'm sorry?
What state do you reside in? Or what is your zip code?
Minnesota.
Thank you very much. And what is your zip code?
5515113. You're calling from the state of Minnesota?
From Minnesota Opinion Surveys. Yes, we're doing a survey about improving the quality of life in your community. We would love to hear your opinion about that. To continue, what is the year of your birth?
I was coming.
01-19-8, hold on.
Thank you. And what is your race? Is it white, a black, or African American, or mixed black?
Black.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? Hello?
Hello, high school diploma.
Yeah. Oh, okay, thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Most likely Republican, but I'm not. Thankful.
Well, the next question was, do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Not a strong Republican, but I have opinion.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
Not satisfied, yes.
And is that somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied, not dissatisfied, no.
Oh, but is it very or just somewhat?
Just once.
Thank you. And thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the years? Over the next year, I'm sorry.
You're talking about business? You're talking about what?
Generally speaking, thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year?
Maybe we wish it were better, but...
Mm-hmm. And do you think that it would be somewhat better or much better?
Better, that's not much better. Better.
Okay. And what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Please select the top three issues most important to you. Climate change and the environment, rising cost of living, reproductive or maternal health, public safety, including gun violence, access to good jobs, affordable quality housing, criminal justice and police reform, access to quality education, reducing racism and discrimination, protecting and expanding voting rights, affordable quality healthcare, or something not specified above?
Quality education.
Quality education, thank you. What would be another from the list?
Affordable living rights, it's not affordable now, it's hard.
We have affordable quality housing or rising cost of living.
Rising cost of living is very high now, it's not good.
Thank you. And the last one?
Affordable housing, if there is now.
Thank you very much. Now, what initiatives would make you feel safe in your community? Please select up to 3 initiatives that would make you feel safest. Alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. Increased gun control statewide. Increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Community-led violence prevention initiatives, decreased police presence, increased police presence, or something not listed in here you would like to add?
Gun violation and drug violation is not, that is supposed to be work in that area, especially rehabilitation for not, before you take to rehab, it's better to protect from drugs.
Okay, yeah. So it will be increased gun control statewide, increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, and we're missing one. One more.
Increased law enforcement.
Increased police presence.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, what aspect of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? Please select up to 3 aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community. Support. That's fine. Support for victims of crime, drug and substance abuse prevention, mental health support services, juvenile justice programs, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, law enforcement programs, gun control measures, emergency response services, community engagement and cooperation, neighborhood watch initiatives, or something you would like to add?
Neighborhood watch and gun control.
Gun control measures. We're missing one. Would you like to add another? Do you need the list again?
Drug control.
I already have a gun control measures, a neighborhood watch initiatives.
Yeah.
And the third one?
What about drug control? Do you have this?
Well, we have for related to that. It would be drug and substance abuse prevention?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe would work in your community? Once again, please select up to 3 initiatives that you believe would work best in your community. Funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. Increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs, diversifying police ranks, culturally specific community healing practices, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations, or something you would like to add that is not listed here.
Actually, community engagement, especially like that, is one, number one.
Which one? I'm sorry.
Community engagement, the diverse community engagement.
Culturally specific community healing practices.
Okay. Yep, that's one.
That's one.
Two is religion, if there is a same, including that, especially religion supporting to the, you know, protect the children and the women from violence, you know, that's community support.
Community support?
Yeah.
And the third one? Do you need them again? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, the next ones that we had is increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety.
Yeah, especially increasing civilian to, like, watchdog, you know, around the community, all community diversity. You know, they have to give a job for those who can control which in that.
All right. Your choices were funding to support families of victims of community and police violence, increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs, and culturally specific community healing practices. Is that?
Yeah, that's yeah. Culturally healing processes in the diversity police with the.
Oh, we can select up to three. I have a funding support for families. I'm sorry, funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. That's one. Increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs and culturally specific community healing practices. Would you like to change any of these for diversifying police ranks?
Yeah, for public, instead of, you know, supporting the community, the violence, family violence, change that to police.
Okay. Thank you very much. So once again, for the last time, it would be increasing civilian oversight of police and public safety programs, diversifying police ranks, and culturally specific community healing practices.
Yep, that's true.
Thank you. Now, what aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that you believe are working well in your community. Black-centered curriculum, access to educational resources, parental involvement and support, diversity of teachers, access to technology, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, school safety and security, robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development, quality of teachers, a diverse or free or affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities, special education programs, or something not listed here that you would like to add?
Special education system and quality teachers.
Mm-hmm. And the last one?
Diversity
of teachers.
Yes.
Okay. So diversity of teachers, quality of teachers, and special education programs.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community.
I'm sorry?
Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community.
Agree.
And do you somewhat agree or strongly agree with the statement?
Agree. No. More support, I think, in our community that is.
Mm-hmm. But we have a scale for this question. Do you strongly agree or just somewhat agree with the statement?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Now, which initiatives or programs do you think it would be most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? Once again, please select up to the top three most helpful. Walking counseling centers at school. Access to quality after-school programs, suicide intervention programs, promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers, mentorship programs, access to culturally affirming curriculum, school-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress, or something you would like to add?
Access for community cultural.
Mm-hmm. That's one.
Uh, second open the center of education or helping center for the
mentorship programs or school-based resources to help families discuss race and cope with racial stress?
Family discuss race, yeah.
That's two. And the last one? Do you need them again?
Yeah.
Okay. The other ones were walk-in counseling centers at school, access to quality after-school programs, Thank you very much. Now, here's a definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harms, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community, rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in school?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Here is a definition of the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harms, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Now, knowing that, do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in schools?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, and so is that yes, strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Now, the school resource school resource officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of school resource officers in Minnesota schools?
Yes, school resource, okay.
And is that yes, strongly support? Yes,
strongly
support. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint, such as chokeholds on students?
Can you repeat, please?
Yes. And do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint, such as chokeholds on students?
I understand. Can you explain more detail about that?
Yes, we just need to know if you would support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota to use restraint on students. And restraint, we are defining it such as chokehold.
No restrict to school, especially younger kids, you know, you have to advise them. Yeah.
So do you, we have the scale of strongly support, somewhat oppose, and strongly oppose.
Oppose, not so. Yeah.
Somewhat or strongly?
Just I say normal.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races.
I think so, differently.
And do you strongly agree, somewhat agree? Or
agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Now, which of the following would most help you and your family feel economically secure? Please select up to the top two options that would be most helpful. Helping starting or maintaining a business, ability to build an investment portfolio, support building a strong professional network, help acquiring valuable job skills, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals, debt reduction, more opportunity to promotion and raises, or would you like to add something else not listed here?
Strongly support the economic.
We have support building a strong professional network.
Yep.
That one. What would be the other one? The last one?
Start business or own financial support.
We have a help starting or maintaining business and
that one.
Thank you. Now, which of the following would be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Please select up to the top two options that would be most helpful. Increased food assistance programs, increased income-based housing programs, universal basic income, increased homeownership programs, subsidized public transportation, universal healthcare.
Support homeowners.
Okay, thank you. And then the other one, we still had increased statewide subsidized housing, increased rental assistance program, and universal healthcare.
Universal healthcare.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? Please select up to the top three traits that are most important to you. Is it employment opportunities nearby, safe and secure surroundings, neighborhoods, neighbors who look like me, walkability, access to good schools, access to parks or natural spaces, friendly and supportive.
Employment support.
Okay.
And access to good school and.
Let me go back. Okay, access to good schools. And the last one, we still had a convenient public transportation options, affordable housing options. Another one that you would like to add?
Neighborhood parking.
Oh, neighborhood parking. Thank you. Neighborhood parking. Okay. And which of the following initiatives do you believe would be the most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Please select up to the top two most helpful initiatives. Setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home. Teaching people about home ownership. Repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing. Making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities. Giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing. Building more middle and low income housing. Or something not listed here.
Building
middle and low income housing.
No, the ownership, supporting, gives education, supporting ownership,
teaching,
housing.
Teaching people about home ownership.
Supporting ownership housing too.
That would be setting a rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Finally, we are at the statistical questions. So are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married, we have children.
Thank you. And including yourself, how many people currently live in your household?
Six.
How many?
Six.
Six, thank you. And how would you describe your employment status?
Self-employed, I'm a professional driver.
Oh, okay. Let me add it. And And were you born in the United States or another country?
Another country, Ethiopia.
And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
No. Another country.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted already.
Who did you vote for? Whom did you vote for in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not
I did vote for president, yes.
For Biden or Donald Trump?
No, I vote for Trump. Why you ask that?
Just for statistical purposes. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, small town, or rural?
Suburban, most likely.
Thank
I live in Roseville. I don't know what they call the suburban.
Oh, okay, that's fine. And last year, that is 2020, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About 49.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.